storeoftheheartland.com.
And Kathy Dawes now, and I have a room full of folks. We're going to be talking about Tuttle Creek Lake, and we have from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, Operations Project Manager operating for Tuttle Creek Lake, Ryan McNulty, Angelia Lentz, who is the Corps Park Ranger, and then State Park Manager Todd Levin. So welcome to all three of you today. We have a lot to talk about. Let's get with current events first, and I think Angelia will lead off with you about just some things that are going on. And I know we have, as I said, several things, even though it is the winter season.
All right. Well, we have Tuttle Creek Eagle Day coming up on January 6th, and that's going to be from 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. The program is going to start out at the Manhattan Fire Station headquarters. That's at the at Denison and Kimball. And we have presentations from U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, as well as we're going to have the Milford Nature Center out. They're going to actually bring some live birds of prey out and give a talk about the birds of prey, not only the bald eagles that are in the area right now, but a lot of the other birds of prey that you see out on the lake on a regular basis. So the event is family-friendly. We do have lots of kids' activities. Children are always fascinated by the birds, especially the large birds of prey like the eagles. We're going to have some things out there. They love learning facts about them, and we're going to have lots of stuff out there for the families as well.
And I know it's interesting, in my 16 years of being here, the eagles have really come back. I mean, they're just a lot of them out there.
There really are. Eagles are one of those success stories that you see. They were on the endangered species list for a number of years, and they down to the point where there were not very many nesting pairs at all. Now they're really abundant. You see lots of nesting pairs. We even have nesting pairs in our area.
And I know the Eagle Day, as you said, is always very, very popular. And I know there's a bus tour. Any suggestions for people who want to participate and maybe just a little more information that way?
Well, anybody that comes out, we definitely want to recommend that you do bring binoculars and spotting scopes if you have them. If not, we are going to have some available. But you're going to want to dress for the weather because, again, the highlight of the day is going to be going out on the buses and going around the lake to actually spot eagles out in different areas. So we're going to want to make sure that you're dressed appropriately to enjoy that time. Space is limited. It is on a first-come, first-served basis. In the past, we've had up to 150 people attend the event, so do make sure that to arrive early. Make sure you secure your spot on the bus. So we do have members of the National Audubon Society that are going to be the Northern Flint Hills Audubon Society that are going to be helping out. They're going to be out at the different spotting locations, sharing their passion and their knowledge about the birds and helping folks out with spotting.
What a wonderful way to learn more about them, too. And the great thing is it's free.
Absolutely. The event is free to the public. There's no charge to come out. We do have some great sponsors that help out with that every year. So we have the Tuttle Creek Lake Association and the Northern Flint Hills Audubon Association. Milford Nature Center helps out, as well as the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Services.
So anything else about Eagle Day we need to let people know about today?
That's kind of the basic information, but if anybody wants more details or just kind of a little bit more about eagles in general, they can feel free to give the office a call. Our number is 785-539-8511.
And Todd Levin, State Park Manager, of course, with the Department of Wildlife, Parks, and Tourism, and you're going to share some events that are going on we need to let people know about too, Todd.
Yes, we have one, as we've had the last several years, called the First Day Hike. That's part of a national event by America's State Parks. Last year, I believe 55,000 people participated nationwide. All 50 states had hikes, hiked about 200,000 miles. So we are a host site, as is a number of state parks in Kansas. That is on January 1st, and it's a way to stick with those New Year's resolutions of getting healthy. You can start off that morning, and if you can't make that day, your New Year's resolution isn't going to go very far, probably, if you can't stick to one day of exercising. So we're going to give you the opportunity. It's at 10:30 a.m. that day till noon. Meet at the state park office, and we go out and hike a couple of miles. That's kind of on average. It's again family friendly that way, so you can go maybe a mile, you can go 4 miles. We adapt to whoever's out there and want to do that. So it's a again, there's no cost on this one either, except a state park vehicle permit is required. That can be $5 a vehicle per day if you don't have an annual. A very good event. Again, need to bring appropriate hiking gear for the winter and the weather. Then cameras, binoculars, maybe a bird identification guide. We'll get out there and we'll have some fun that way and just walk a couple miles and see some really neat stuff. Pets are welcome, leashed pets. If they're good with other people and other pets, they're welcome to come along too. So that's a good event. We'll have some free T-shirts that we give away and some refreshments as well. So even if you have to buy a vehicle permit, it's well worth the money.
And you've had pretty good attendance locally?
Yes.
Depending on the weather, I'm guessing.
It's been a good year for us, revenue-wise. It's been our top year ever. I think we all agree that it's a success if we avoid the major incidents every year. And I think for the most part, we did so this year without any major incidents. So that's a success in its own right. So we expanded a lot of activities, so that's been really nice. Had diversified our user base quite a bit. So a lot of neat things coming up. One that we're getting a lot of questions about now is like hunting, fishing licenses. We call it the 365 license. In the past, you could only buy it for a calendar year. Now it is from date of purchase. It is valid for a year. So you get maximum value out of that. And also, that's going to have an auto-renew option, so you can sign up for that. And if you bought your license on January 10th, you can auto-renew it for up to five years. It'll hit your credit card every year. So good way to remind you to buy those licenses.
Very good. Well, Brian, are we ready to get started here? I know we have a lot of material to cover, and I know we've been talking a lot about the construction and time's getting closer, and actually it's kind of started, I think, on some of it, but I'll let you explain.
Yeah, we're getting ready to gear up the other two construction projects. We're going to have three going on concurrently. One started in October, and that's rehabilitating two of the service gates in the control tower and some painting in the bottom of the tower. And we actually have one of those gates pulled now. It's in the shop being rehabilitated. The contractor last fall went ahead and painted everything that was down at the base of the tower, so that's complete. That project's actually ahead of schedule. It's really not having any local impact because all of that stuff is going on inside the tower. We did have to close the road around the tubes a couple of times to put in and take out some stop logs to facilitate that painting. But
hi, I'm Dave Lewis with News Radio KMAN, and it's a distinct honor to...
One of the questions about that project is how that affects releases from the lake, and even with a gate out of service, we can still release 24,000 cubic feet per second, which is the most we normally release during routine releases out of the outlet work. So that's having really minimal impact. That's a 18 to 24 month project, but it is ahead of schedule, so hopefully we'll stay ahead of schedule on that. The big project is the Stilling Basin rehabilitation. That's downstream of the dam, locally known as the Tubes. The contractor is expected to mobilize there in January, so we're within a month of that. Once they mobilize, they will close the west entrance to River Pond State Park. That'll also close the east side of Outlet Park, which is where shelters number 3 and number 4 are. So those will not be available for reservation the coming year.
Although it being winter, that's maybe not such a horrible time, at least starting out.
Right. Mm-hmm. Initially it won't, but it will carry through the summer. So we're going to lose 40% of our shelters in the core side of the park down below the dam, because we only have 5 down there. That project is the permanent repair to the sinkhole that we had in 2015. So it's going to replace that buried back wall drain that had the problem that caused the sinkhole. We'll actually have to draw down the river pond area a couple times during that project in order to put that new back wall drain in. That once the contractor gets on site, we'll know more about that over the 2-year period that the project's going to take to complete. We are not going to have any changes in lake level management, though. We're still going to continue to release water out of the tubes. While the contractor's working, there's contingencies in the contract about evacuating equipment or personnel if we have to make larger releases. One of the rumors that I've been hearing is we're going to basically let the lake fill up and release through the spillway. That is definitely not the case. We're not going to use the spillway to release water on a routine basis. So that's coming up. That'll have a significant impact on stampede traffic because the west entrance into the park will be closed. And I know Todd has been working with Stampede management staff about changes in traffic patterns for that. And so that information will be coming out later.
So
as
we
Stampede
have a little bit of
those
warning.
Decisions. Correct.
Let's. And I know we still have the big spillway bridge deck replacement coming up too. Why don't we go ahead and take a break though? It's now about 9:30, and we'll come up and finish up on that particular project and some other items too. And again, you're listening to In Focus along with Brian McNulty and Angelia Lentz with U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, also State Park Manager at Tuttle Creek Lake, Todd Lovin. We'll come back and visit some more with them. 537-1350 if you have questions or comments.
KMAN Morning News brought to you by Manhattan Appliance and Sleep Source. Your appliance.